Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slam and DJ Bird. This is the station where they do not turn down. I repeat, they are giving you the best of the hip hop local news, hip hop global news. So don't just sit there, man. Grab a phone call 347-934-0579, man. This is the station you want to be.
All right, y'all. Well, sorry about the inconvenience with our intro. You know how it goes. A little technical difficulties, but that's all right, because we're going to keep the show going. All right, coming to you live from American National University. I got to get used to saying that name. From American National University, this is Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slab. Yours truly, Futurin.
Your boy, DJ Berg on the sports.
And my man,
Chris Wilson, how y'all doing out there?
Chris the Wiz, all right? Don't even give him your government name, all right, man? Chris the Wiz, that's why I call you, dog. All right, Chris the Wiz, all right? So, you know what I'm saying, man? How y'all doing today?
Man, doing all right, man. Can't complain, man. Can get to see another day.
Hey, that's right, man. You know, due to everything that's going on out in the world, we still here to see another day. That's truly a blessing.
It's a lot of people who didn't make it to see another day,
yeah,
man.
Especially, you know, I'm going to go ahead and touch on this. And RIP to Bobby Christina.
Oh, yeah.
Well, according to all hip-hop news, district attorney is seeking to charge Nick Gordon with manslaughter and Bobby Christina's death. As he grieves the passing of his love, Bobby Christina, he has been with more bad news. The district attorney is seeking to charge him with involuntary manslaughter and Brown's death, TMZ reports. And so Gordon is facing his charges. Especially arranged for he and Brown to get drugs the January morning she was found face down in a bathtub. So he admitted that they both used drugs that morning. Prosecutors reportedly targeted him because he was fully aware of the 22-year-old drug problem and knew that she used drugs until she lost consciousness, but still obtained drugs for her anyway. So, hey, then another person said, you know, was in their home that same day that Max Loomis played a crucial role in the case. Loomis was already facing two of unrelated drug charges and would be offered probation in Brown's case if he tells authorities what happened at the morning of January 31st, 2015, before Brown's body was found. So,
I heard that when Monica said that she would always say, you know, just life ain't the same without mama, mm-hmm. and said she was just still dwelling over that, and like every time she needed a hug, she always would, you know, call Monica and say, I just need one of those big old mother, daughter, sister hug.
Hey.
And Monica always was there for her, but that's why, you know, she's saying stuff like that, you know, this part is like she, you know, she wasn't really trying to hold on because it was just hurting her to pieces that her mom was gone.
Right.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna say she, you know, did it on purpose, but you know, with a lot of that stress and stuff on you, and you know, you just thinking about that so much, you know, that could take a toll on you. So,
man. So, hey, shout out. Oh, well, rest in peace to Bobby Christina, you know, daughter of the late great Whitney Houston. You know, regardless of the drug habits of these two sisters, well, mother and daughter, they, you know, they still got family that's going to love and miss them, so.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this. Still to this day, I ain't heard nobody sing a national anthem like Whitney Houston.
You can't touch it. Couldn't touch it.
Every time somebody sing the national anthem, they be like, oh, man, that's for real. That's probably one of the big, you know, the big part of each game. Is the national anthem? Who's singing the national anthem at the game? And so
And in some cases, we did it the worst.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, though, who, you know who did it the worst, though, right? Recently?
Who was the worst?
Y'all seen Jamie Foxx?
He was over struggling, wasn't he?
Yeah, they did. They say he's singing it like he barely even knew it. Chill, though. Whitney Houston.
Jamie was singing like Wanda.
He forgot. But yeah, though, man, Whitney Houston, man, she sung it the best, and then Boyz II Men was next.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, definitely.
Boyz II Men. But
yeah, what we got going on, fellas?
They got questions, you know. LeBron answered a whole lot of Twitter questions that people was asking him. A couple of the questions they was asking him was, they kept saying, are you going to do Space Jam? He said, yeah, maybe. He said, guess we'll just have to wait and see. And then he put that Looney Tunes rock, you know, hashtag. And then he says, how long would you last in a ring with Ronda Rousey? He said, as long as she wanted me to. He said, I was going to induce myself, he said, but I was afraid she might beat me up.
What?
Asking who is his closest three friends in the NBA? He said D-Wade, Melo, CP3. And I think the other one's KD, but I don't know his Twitter name, so.
And
then says, besides D-Wade, who's your favorite teammate that you like playing with during your career, of your NBA career? He said, Ray Allen, Chris Bosh, Kevin Love, and Kyrie Irving. He got Ray Allen in bold letters, though. Ray Allen is just someone who everybody can play with, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. Did y'all hear about the little boy that had to get his hands amputated? Yeah.
Where?
It's been on the news. He got two new hands put on him.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He
got two new hands. To experience that.
Yeah.
Like when he was younger.
Hands.
Yeah, when he was younger, he had to get his hands, you know, amputated off, and then he was without hands for a while, and then they did the surgery where they gave him hands, and
so he's able to move.
Yeah, his feelings starting to come back now. So, you know.
Oh, okay. Science in action.
Yeah, man. Stuff they coming up with.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I got some local news. Have y'all heard about the drone? The Kentucky man shoots down the drone hovering over his backyard.
Hey, I don't blame him. Cause one came over mad. Two of them came over mad.
I own one, and well, mine's right now. It's up in a tree somewhere. You know, about 100 feet up. But so you know, I can understand. You know, if somebody was flying over my stuff and just hovering, you know, looking and clearly got their camera, you know, angled at me or at them, I can understand. But I listened to the guy, he was on the radio yesterday talking, that the owner of the drone, and they've got the video. He said he was flying about 270 feet up in the air, you know. So, you know, at that height right there, if you have a stock camera, you're not seeing, you know, you're not going to see somebody in the backyard because you're just way up too high.
Right.
You know, he says the guy just wanted to pull guns. He said he pulled guns on him before he even shot the drone. And it's all on videotape. And so this guy right here is actually the one that shot is getting felony charges placed against him now. You know what I'm saying? So to y'all out there, I know y'all may not like drones, you know, flying over, but, you know, you don't want to be like this guy you know, facing a felony charge because you want to be a hero.
Yeah, man. if it's so high up,
if it's so high, yeah, but
they can't
it's
see
over,
down in you.
The way that Joker was over my house last summer, and you know, me and the lady that I was with at the time, we kicking it and having a couple of drinks, and you know, saying doing what we do.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything laid out.
Yeah.
Everything laid out like a salad. You know how it be. You partying, you think you in the privacy of your own house, and people, you know,
unexpected guests.
Yeah, sure. I would have probably shot them up person down too.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, you come flying up, peeking on you like being a peeping Tom. Yeah,
you said a peeping Tom,
yeah, a free one at that.
Man, Tom Brady got that 4-game suspension, man, you know, they say him deflating the balls and stuff, man.
See, this thing about it, he admitted this years ago on a Boston radio show that he said he likes his balls soft.
So he can be able to grip them.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's already admitting it. If he's admitted it, then I don't see
I mean,
don't know. It's kind of like
they
how long they've been
they
doing
try
that.
To say it's cheating, but I mean,
shoot,
man, look,
everybody else
this is my philosophy on it.
Stuff like that, you know, the NFL teams are dirty.
I mean, if you like your balls like it, then
no pun intended.
if that's how you like your, you know, the ball for you when you throw it or whatever, I mean, then that's you. I mean, but other teams bring their own balls. When they on offense, they use one of their footballs. It has their team name on it.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't understand, like, how they saying they deflated their balls. Like, what they saying, the trainer deflated the balls?
Yeah.
If the trainer deflated the balls, then why is Brady, you know, getting in trouble for it?
Because he had reasonable knowledge of it going on, supposedly.
Supposedly, yeah, he had posted a text him and told him to do it or whatever and, you know, broke his phone, got rid of his phone, whatever. But
I mean, he pulled the Hillary Clinton, you know? I mean, and is she going to, you know, I mean, you see what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean,
if
so
they
it's like,
to be found, they'll destroy their phone like anybody else.
Yeah.
I've destroyed phones before.
Mm-hmm.
And I incriminate myself.
You know?
Okay.
So I mean,
they do it, I absolutely do.
Yeah.
Certain things you don't want to be.
Can't
exposed.
Be tied to that. Yeah.
Okay.
Gotta let that go.
Yeah, but, man, the Ohio, man, you know, the Cincinnati, Ohio camp cop that killed Samuel DuBois, you know what I'm saying, on July, his bond was set at $1 million today. Thank God for this judge said, the prosecutor even said himself that this man didn't need to be on the streets protecting innocent people.
Really, he had a reputation of being aggressive?
Yes. Said University of Cincinnati police officer Ray Tenzin said he shot, allegedly pulled over Samuel DuBois, shot during a traffic stop in Cincinnati, July 19, 2015, in a still image from his body camera released by the Hamilton County Prosecutor's Office July 29th. Tenzin has been charged with the murder of DuBois after a grand jury investigation, the Hamilton County Prosecutor said Wednesday. And like I said earlier, his bond was set $1 million. So I watched the video of when he had his bond hearing and the whole courtroom erupted in applause. Like, it was very, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad. If they going to get him out, because cops stick with cops.
Yeah. The union.
It's the union, you know what I'm saying? He's not the only one, and there's three others that was lying for him in this whole story. So they getting charged, too.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't, you know.
That's the thing about it, you know.
Seems like this is just coming up too many times, you know.
It's been going on forever. What can we do about it? We're gonna fight for our rights, or we're gonna sit there and lay down like some old dead dogs.
You know, it's only one thing you gotta do, man.
Yeah, sure. You know, this cannot continue. You know,
you gotta stand up, man.
Yeah, sure. I'm not saying go fight a police officer, but damn, stand up for your rights. Or
yeah,
this got to stop.
Man, they just taking it way too.
Oh yeah.
Way too out of control, man. They need to get together, man. Cause then they gonna have everybody turning against them, and then.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't gonna be no police force, and then the world just gonna be one messed up world.
Yeah. Chris just handed me some, yeah. Free on bond. Oh, man. Are you serious?
Oh.
Chris just handed me the. Oh, my goodness. This is major. That the officer that was charged with the murder shooting death of a man he pulled over for a missing front license plate. Said not guilty in court Thursday. It was out of jail on bond less than 8 hours later. Whoa. Ray hit 10 and 25 kills. Whoa. Oh, my goodness. Hold on a second. His main arraignment was set a $1 million bond. Whew.
8 hours.
8 hours.
To get a mill.
Like it really, it wasn't... Who gonna pay him $1 million? Well, yeah, we know somebody gonna pay him.
It's under the table, man. You know, it's politics, man. It's under the table, man. They knew what was going on. They knew what was gonna happen, man.
Come on.
Hey, did y'all hear about the supposedly Snoop Dogg's? Tupac's bodyguard when, you know, back then, Frank Alexander, they called him Big Frank. They said that he was going to tell the story of how Tupac died and from what.
Well,
and tell the truth to clear their story.
So what happened?
He said that Tupac and them, they went to I think it was kind of like a concert or something.
No, they went to the Vegas fight.
Yeah, the Vegas fight. And then...
I can't remember. It's been so long.
Yeah, it was the Vegas fight they went to. And then his entourage... people, you know, got into it with some of the Crips, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tupac seen one of the people standing over there, and then he ran over and, you know, punched them a couple of times, and then they broke it up. And then later on that day, they went to the club. I guess they, you know, over going to the studio or whatever, and, you know, they ran up on them. They was fighting out there, and then one of the dudes shot him.
Right.
And that's how that, you know, came about. And then after that, they was going to a party or whatever, and Tupac told his bodyguard to ride in a different car, cause it's gonna be some bad things gonna happen. So it's kind of like Tupac already knew something was gonna happen, and then after they hit the car got shot up, they got mad at the bodyguard for not being in the car with Tupac, but Tupac had told him to get in the other car. So that's how all that came about. The dudes came back around, shot it up.
Where is Big Frank at now?
He said he passed away. But he had told the story right before. I guess it's supposed to be coming out. you know. Yo, speaking of the West Side, what about that movie coming out?
Yeah.
What y'all think about that? Easy.
Yeah. I know it's going to be a lot of, how can I put this? Even though it's directed by Ice Cube.
Man, stereotypes is going to be involved.
Yeah.
But still, though, man, they can't get mad about something that happened in their life. That's something that happened in their life. I mean, you can't tell them not to tell their story the right way.
It's introducing to the younger generation of NWA and the importance and the impact of NWA. You know, I hope to God they'll do a movie about Public Enemy. You know what I'm saying?
I doubt that.
That will be great. You know what I'm saying? Something like that, because you know, you got Chuck D, the socially conscious brother, and you got Flavor Flav, the brother on crack. You got Professor Thrill, you know what I'm saying? And I think it deserves a movie because their impact on hip hop is like the Rolling Stones and Black Sabbath is on rock and roll, and the Beatles is on rock and roll. You know, so I'm glad that they made a movie like this about the NWA, you know. I just hope it lives up to the hype.
Man, I got faith in Cube, man, because Cube, man, he been making movies, man, and they don't do nothing but pull numbers, man.
Yeah.
I mean, so he's doing his thing with the movies, man. He already said, man, people are always talking about he can't do music no more. Why don't he do music? He said, he told him, ain't nothing. He said that music money ain't nothing like at movie money. And it's not. Everybody tell you, Will said it.
Yeah.
And look at him. I mean, it's the truth,
plus,
though.
Plus, they got also think about how hip hop is now. They're probably not interested like they used to be.
Yeah, it ain't the same it was. Around. It was
You had to buy music. You had to buy music back then, though.
I know. Yeah. Now you can just download it, and you don't even know who's doing the beat. I don't even like that. I want to know who's doing the beat.
It's a computer. A computer doing the beats there.
Yeah, sure. It's silly. Hey, man.
Yeah, it is, though, man. Because back then, they did beats, you know, with you know your boy.
Well, before we get off this show, I mean, you know, we got 6 minutes, but I want to mention this guy. A Madonna's employee, since I'm a Madonna's employee, it's time. he quits his job and tells boss to piss off after winning $362,259 on a lunch break. So,
out of
my
here.
Man, Martin Ryder walked into work yesterday, one of the poorest men in the building, 4 hours and a half. Shift later, he walked out with one of the richest. Never won the stability or long term employment. Mark has been shuffling jobs for the past 9 months, working anywhere from a local Walmart chain to his neighborhood McDonald's in Nevada. Whatever the case, work for him was strictly a get in and get out affair. So, you know, he going to run through his money.
He gonna be right back there.
I know. Well, he actually, why you go? All right. But so my man Martin, while Brad's lunch break, Martin came across an online public site giving away $25 and a free spin. With nothing to lose in 30 minutes of free time, Martin decided to try his luck. What happened 12 spins and 20 minutes later would change his fate forever. Oh, shoot. He got overdosed.
Mm-hmm.
One of the single spins, Martin won the progressive jackpot of Bling Hall's Treasure of Pharaoh game, cashing out $362,259 in a matter of 5 seconds. Having won over 20 times his annual salary in a single spin, Martin
Badon's career had come to an abrupt end.
Abrupt.
So he said, I didn't believe it at first. So I thought I was a sick April Fool's Day joke. My coworkers had played me on it. It was until I hit the cash out button and I saw 362,259 number next to my name that I knew it was real.
Mm.
Oh my goodness. So after some choice of words to involve upon an exit, Martin hasn't seen of a dog since. So your boy Martin, all right, since the promotion began last month, over 238 players all over America have won money from 100% free play. However, it appears the giveaway will soon be ended as the company has already paid out over $1 million in total winnings this last month. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Damn. That was a sweet spot in there.
Yeah. So, my man quit his job. Said, hell with it. I wouldn't quit for that $300,000. That ain't enough money to quit.
Nah, he's little.
You know what I'm saying? He run today.
Yeah. Shoot. They probably they was probably like, you'll be back.
No, you can't even live in a double ride with $325,000. $326,000, I should say. So, buddy, I hope you're gonna take some of that money back.
Yeah.
Because the way they just say you jump job, it seems like you.
Everybody gonna be going for you know it.
Come on. And his picture just said enough. It looked like he get busy.
Like you remind me, you remember when they had that Dave Chappelle episode when dude had the
free crack
that,
them ones.
Yeah. Pulled up with the truck, had all the Newports in there.
Hey man, I want to give a before we get off this show. We got 2 minutes left. Give a shout out to the Winburn Cafe, man. I've been going there for a while. I keep telling y'all. Some nice food over there, man.
Shoot, I be on such the move nowadays.
Yeah.
Man. Shout out to my job, Big Ass Fans. You need some good old fans? It's a place to go. Look us on up, bigassfans.com.
About you, Chris the Weird?
Man, just
we'll get back. We need to put you on spot. But yeah, man.
What you?
Yeah, you big plans this weekend?
Yeah. I got my son, so you know I might a little fur. You it's over by East, man. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, if y'all ain't doing this, a little fur over by Eastland, on the corner of Eastland and New Circle, man.
Okay.
Nice little fur over, man. So stop by there and check it out. I know I'll probably be there this weekend. I'm gonna check it out. Take my son over. Let him play for a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, man. So what's up with y'all, man? What y'all playing?
I got work Saturday. For the station, so I don't know. Hopefully, I can get somebody to treat me real nice, ladies. This thing you got on the air. The best bachelor in Lexington, Kentucky. But no, I'm stressed, man. What about you, Chris?
Oh, man, I'm probably go check out a couple of movies. Kids gonna be out of town, wife gonna be out of town, so it's gonna be me riding solo. So. Find something good to get into.
I feel that, man.
So, with that, man. All that being said, man, time's winding down.
Yeah. Peace, love, and
happy. Have a good old weekend, man.
Yeah. So
stay out of trouble. Peace.